The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy and welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. On this podcast, really great chat with Shireen van der Merwe as she looks back at a time at Storm, Thunderbirds last season, and being selected in the new Protea squad.
Growing up, whilst I was in school, I basically did all kind of sporting codes, from playing cricket, athletics, softball. I even went to the softball World Cup under 19, and it was still a gamble between do I want to go on with netball or softball. But in the end, my mom always encouraged me to stay with netball. And I mean, in school, she was working from home, or she was like a housewife. So for me, it was lovely because she could go to all the training matches and all the matches and went to training with us. So she's been helping me out with my netball career as well, like supporting me from the ups and the very lows as well. So for my mom, I'm very grateful that she encouraged me to pursue my netball career.
Almost a little like Barbara and Ziggy. Is that when you first met her?
Well, Sigrid, I've met only on the national. I knew about her because on a university level, we played against each other. And then obviously with Auntie Barbsy, you know, she's loud and clear. So we've got a good relationship too. I mean, it's like mother and daughter. But yeah, Barbara has been supporting Ziggy throughout her whole netball career. And same with my mom as well.
Since you first started in the sport, it's seen massive growth, not only internationally, but in South Africa as well. Did you face any challenges in that time?
I think in any sporting career, you will face a lot of challenges. It's never smooth sailing throughout the start or the end. So you'll always get some ups and lows. It's like a roller coaster for me. And I mean, at some point in my netball career, I almost decided to hang up my shoes and go into sevens rugby because I've always missed out on the national team and not even being part of the squad. And that's after being announced of player of the tournament at some league or something. But then I was nearly at the end of stopping my netball career and try something different, because I know I've got, you know, abilities to play any sport because I grew up with two brothers, and I think they helped me to build that skills with any type of sport. And I almost went and played sevens rugby, but then at some stage I said, okay, maybe you should just give it one more shot. And that was 2018. Over the December before that, I really trained hard, and I came back, and I remember Norma said, "Shireen, you look very good." So I was very fit at that moment. So she could see my dedication. And I think that was one of my personal highs, because I knew I need to step up if I want to be part of the national team, because I have been part of the team 2015, but in the end of 2015, I did do my knee, so I had to do a knee reconstruction because I tore my ACL. But yes, from 2018, I'm lucky enough to have been part of the national team.
And when you know that somebody as established and as highly thought of as Norma is maybe tracking you as well, that's good to know as a player.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've got so much respect for Norma Plummer because she's a legend in the game, a netball icon. The level of knowledge that women have is so much, and she's always willing to give her knowledge to players and coaches. And I knew if I have to impress her, it needs to come from myself. So that's why I went back to the drawing board and just work on my fitness and make sure I come in a good body shape so I can be strong and ready for camp. And after that, she chose me for the final team.
You know, I'm going to have to ask you about Storm. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Good stuff. You obviously joined Storm from Jaguars 2018. Did you see it as a right move at the right time? the fans.
Yes, 100%. I think it was perfect timing as well, because firstly, I think one of the highest, and playing for Storm as well, was getting the opportunity to play with Shawnee Layton in the British Fast Five series. And that definitely gave me a lot of confidence, because she's my netball icon and role model. So for me, getting the opportunity to play with her, and not just getting to know her as a short-term teammate, but a friend as well. So it's just amazing to see, like, one of the best netball players in the world is just human too. So now, definitely, and over the year of 2019, I think I gained a lot of experience playing for Storm, and with the whole setup, it's amazing with them being at the university, and me gaining that experience playing against some of the best wing attacks as well. So especially in that wing defense position, I think Mickey trusted me to play on the wing defense and play almost every minute of every game. So I think if you want to gain experience, match play and match time is the most important thing as well. And definitely I enjoyed my time at Surrey Storm, and I do miss the duck egg blue fans for sure.
It was a bit of a transitional time as well. So there were some special players around the place at the time. I mean, people like Rhea, who's gone on to have a really strong season at Rhinos. Alima got player of the season. What was it like being around some of them?
No, it's always, I love meeting new people, and especially like in a playing environment as well, because you have to be adaptable. And for a player coming abroad or something like that, you have to try to adapt to their style of play, and you know, it's new vocabulary and all that stuff. So for me, I got the chance to play with the Yasmin Parson. I mean, you've got your Mickey, you've got Alima, and I mean, you learn from every player, and it's just nice to see they have. Of course, Ziggy was there for a few years, and I mean, she knew about the environment. So if it wasn't for her, she made me feel welcome too, because she had all the ways in and the ways out. So she showed me around and stuff like that. But no, I was lucky enough to be part of the Surrey Storm team in 2018 and 2019. And I learned a lot from everyone.
And we saw Waka Waka Africa. We would have missed that if the pair of you had never been there.
No, if Waka Waka play and Ziggy's in the same area, then obviously we'll have a crack and we'll dance that out.
You said you grew. Did you learn much from Mickey as a coach?
I think it's being in a England environment, because they do have a different style of play. So for me, I learned a lot from the different players as well that I came against, and also just some structures you need to be adaptable to. So I learned a lot of different structures and game plan as well.
A favourite part of the interview for me, let's have a look at Netball World Cup 2019. Obviously special for you as a player, special for me covering the event, but like me, did you take it in at the time? Were you able to?
Yes, I think in the moment you do realize that you are representing your country, and that's always an honor. But I must say, 2019, there was so much Netball happening for me at that moment, because I was in England and then flew from there to Australia, Australia, back to Liverpool, Liverpool, Australia. So I was all over the show in 2019, but I definitely did take all the moments in at the World Cup in Liverpool, because I mean, every time if I represent my country, it's an honor.
And even though it was in Liverpool, I would suggest that maybe no matter if you supported England or not, there was lots of home support for every team that took part, which made it special.
Yeah, 100%. But I must say, obviously, when we had to play England, we just felt we were playing against the crowd too, because obviously they were there to support their team, and that's understandable. But the environment was just so good. And what I liked about not just South Africa is the whole Africa vibe, because wherever an African team will play, there will always be some dancing and good vibes and, yeah, just supporting netball, I guess.
You've recently been named in South Africa squad. It's always a blessing.
It's always a blessing. And I'm always grateful and always, because I know the girls were in a training camp the past week, and obviously we are abroad, so we aren't able to join the girls. So you miss out on that opportunities coming together, because in our national team, we don't get a lot of opportunities to get together as a national team. Sometimes we'll just get together a week before any tournament or so. So sometimes you do miss out on the small fun things. But no, being named in the Spa Protea team again for the up-and-coming test series against Jamaica is a blessing and honour.
I've noticed as well that the men's team was also announced. How important is it to you to have men's teams involved?
I think it was like it's the first time South Africa have done something like that, and I think that is absolutely brilliant and wonderful that they have done something like that, because I know we train against the men a lot back home, and I mean they've got a passion for netball as well, and it's not always recognized, and I think in South Africa we do and try to acknowledge them, because we've got very starful players for male, and we try to get them competing in tournaments. And for the first time that a South African male team is announced, I think it's a one step forward there that hopefully other countries will see that. So if we want to hopefully potentially get netball back in the Olympics, it needs to start there as well.
Wanted to ask you about that. Would it be something that you'd welcome?
100%. I've done my counting. I'll see how my knees hold up. But when it's 2032, I'll be, I think, 39, turning 40. So hopefully, if I can pull Liana the Brain on me or Irene van Dijk, then I'm going to do it.
You'll be all right. You'll be fine. Finally, just closing on the Thunderbird season, part of that leadership group.
Being named in the leadership group is always, I think, it's a special thing, because not just the players, but the coaching staff also see like your leader ability. So for me, it was an honor, because I know even though Anna still was the captain and we were just underneath it, like it was a whole, I think, a good trio for us, because I think I've got a lot of I can give to the girls as well in different abilities, not just being a leader and stuff. And I mean, it's still, we are a young group. I mean, I'm the oldest in the team, which is 28, 20, 29, where you have like a small Georgia Horges that's only 90. Latanya Wilson is 19 years old. So we are a very young team, and for me, bringing that experience, and hopefully if I can just lead by example, I love doing that.
Been really impressed with Georgie this season. How have you seen her grow?
Oh, yes, and I mean, the first time I came over, she was just a training partner, and from my experience with Georgie Horges, she's like, you think she's very, like, she's a very shy type of girl, but when she's on court and she comes up against one of the like the best goal defenses in the world, she is outstanding. Like, she, the way she plays is amazing, and the fact that she's still so young, I see a big future for her.
How did you find hub life? Was it tricky?
No, it's not tricky. I think from gaining experience through all my quarantine time, even back at home in South Africa, we had a lockdown for 5 weeks where we weren't allowed to even go outside for a jog or a walk. So I was locked up at home. So, but anyway, so hub life is not too difficult, especially for us international players already being away from home. We find it not too bad, because you're already away from home, so just being relocated in a different state doesn't matter too much for myself as a personal experience.
We've recently found out who's going to be in the final, so have you got any preference?
Obviously, I was hoping Lightning would win it this year because of my Surfers friends, and I do like the Lightning a lot. But no, I think in the end, if it's good netball in a final, I don't mind any team to take the title this year. I think all three teams are capable of taking the title this year.
And just finally, have you got a little bit of advice to share on how people can improve on their own game?
I think it's very important. It starts with yourself and the hard work you put in at training and the small gains you have to recognize as well. And, you know, if you as a player want to grow, it starts with the 1% as well. If you do the 1% right, you'll gain a lot on court. And there's always, I always say, you're never too old to learn. So there's always room for improvement. So even if you can go back and reflect on your own performance and see where you have lacked in some of your skills or capabilities, it's important to regroup and refocus on that so that you can just be better the next day and or the next game. So it's always important to learn.
Shadeen, it's been really great to speak to you today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for setting this up too.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, we're online at thenetballshow.co.uk, and you can always send us a DM with the latest news and information from your club. We're at the Netball Show on Twitter.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.